Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friends, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, where this week I'm talking about how to kick shiny object syndrome to the curb. This is a quick bite-sized episode specifically for my fellow brand, graphic, and web designers, or realistically any service provider who can confidently raise your hand when you think, yes, I've absolutely wrestled with shiny object syndrome in the recent past. Because honestly, I see so many people wrestle with this. And I don't think that we actually have to come across this distraction, essentially, because let's call it what it is. If we're constantly finding our attention pulled from one direction to the next, because we're always like turning our head to look at the next kind of like biggest and brightest and shiniest thing in the industry, that's a distraction. So today I'm going to talk you through three simple ways that you can kick shiny object syndrome to the curb and continually cultivate that practice in your business. So first of all, if you are a graphic brand or web designer who feels like you're constantly pulled towards a new direction, just when you're starting to see some traction in your business, you feel yourself kind of pulled in a different direction, or you see your industry friend posting on Instagram about how they did this really cool thing, right? Maybe they launched a template shop. Maybe they started doing branding audits for service-based entrepreneurs. Maybe they started a podcast. So many different things that can come to mind, right? But if you find yourself getting distracted by what you see other people doing, and that makes you second guess your own progress and the direction that you've been pursuing, I think we need to have a little honesty hour about what's really going on here. In my experience, as an educator for creatives and for fellow designers, in both my group coaching program and the Brand Strategy School, my 5-week course for designers, I see a lot of people really get distracted by a lot of different things. And it really boils down to second guessing the direction that you're heading in. It really, in my experience, boils down to a slight level of self-doubt, where we see the kind of growth or the kind of success that we believe other people are having when they're doing all these really cool things. And we think that what we're doing isn't enough, right? And we think that, okay, I need to pivot. I need to go in that direction, or I need to do what he's doing, or I need to do what she's doing, because we perceive that they're having this amazing level of success that we haven't tapped into yet. And so what happens is we begin to second guess what we're doing. We begin to question whether staying the course will deliver the results that we want to see. And as a result, we either become paralyzed with too many options and we don't take action, or we abandon our original progress and we end up going in a completely different direction, chasing after whatever that shiny syndrome presents us, essentially. So today I want to show you that you do not need to second guess your progress. You do not need to second guess your growth. In my experience, overthinking what you're doing and overthinking how you're pursuing your goals only keeps you stuck longer. And when we're presented with a lot of different shiny things that we could pursue, it's really easy to start overthinking all the options, right? I know in my own experience, that's something that I have definitely wrestled with. And it's ultimately boiled down to not trusting myself enough to believe that I am headed in the right direction and that I am executing that vision to the best of my ability. And it also boils down to essentially being overwhelmed with options and overthinking them, trying to somehow find the magic solution, the best or most correct option out there. And so then I don't take action. And I see so many designers in the Brand Strategy School or even my free Facebook community for designers who are wrestling with that. And so instead, especially as we kind of turn our focus towards the end of 2020 and finishing this year strong. I don't want this to be a season where you get knocked off course because you're chasing after the next best thing. I instead want this to be a season of fulfillment, a season of profitability, a season of growth, and a season of honoring those goals that you set out maybe months or weeks ago. So, a few quick ways that you can really kick shiny object syndrome to the curb. First and foremost, I want you to keep your blinders up. Now, I know that that sounds maybe a little common sense, but realistically, you would be amazed to find how many people do not practice this. When you set a goal, when you say to yourself, I want to make this thing happen in my life or in my business, I need for you to be fiercely committed to honoring that. So what that means is once you make that decision, do not get on Instagram and start scrolling a related hashtag to see what other people are doing. Do not get on Google and start looking at other ways of doing this. Do not start getting distracted by what other people are doing. Instead, focus on tried and true resources and education that will empower you to achieve that goal. Maybe it's a goal that you already have all the answers to achieve. Maybe it's something that you know like the back of your hand, and so it simply boils down to you just putting your head down and doing the work. Or maybe it's a goal that you need to learn more about. Inside the Brand Strategy School, I teach designers how they can leverage brand strategy to sustainably scale their offer time and time again so they can experience consistent income without taking on more and more and more clients each month. And the result is hitting consistent 10K plus months in as little as 30 days. So my students, when they come to me, they want to know more about how to do that. They want to understand more about brand strategy, or how to generate consistent client inquiries, or how to position themselves as an expert to their ideal client. All those things are things that I cover inside the Brand Strategy School. And resources like the BSS and like so many other amazing courses or coaching programs or group programs out there exist to give you the guidance that you're looking for that can empower you to hit your goals. So once you set a goal, commit to it. Do not get distracted by looking to your left and your right and seeing what other people are doing, because inevitably in the distance, you're going to get that kind of that little glint, that little like ping that is reflecting off of whatever the latest shiny thing is, and it's going to distract you and knock you off course. So let's just keep those blinders up. That's the best way to go in my experience. The second piece of encouragement and the second step that I want you to take here, I want you to be honoring your definition of success. If you have been a longtime listener of the Brand Strategy Podcast, you know this is something that I talk about so regularly. I'm always talking about your definition of success. And the reason why I say that phrase, your definition of success, is because what success means to you might not be what success means to me. What success looks like to your friend might not be the same for your partner. And so the important thing to keep in mind there is if we are all defining success differently, we are all going to achieve success differently. So when we see people who are following steps A, B, and C in order to achieve a very specific goal, and we're tempted to then follow steps A, B, and C, we need to take a long, hard look at what that goal is that they're pursuing. Because in reality, that goal that they're chasing after might not be the same goal that you're wanting to achieve. So those steps aren't going to be right for you. And if you pursue them, then you are wasting your precious time and energy taking action that you did not need to take in the first place. And as a result, you end up further away from the kind of progress you wanted to see. So we need to figure out what success looks like to you. When you dream big about the life that you want to live, how does your business fit into that? When you dream big about what your business means to you, the kind of impact that you want your work to have, at the end of your career, looking back on it, what do you want to say or think or believe about the work that you have done? What thoughts come to mind? When you start pondering kind of big picture questions like that, that's going to help you identify what success can look like in your life and how your business can play into that. So many times when I'm talking to my students, I'm hearing that success to them doesn't necessarily look like a seven-figure business or this massive empire or a design agency or anything like that. To a lot of them, success looks like experiencing consistent income in a way that doesn't require they work 50, 60, 70 hours a week so that they can be present for their kiddos, so that they can take their little ones to the park in the afternoon, so that they can be present for pickup. They can, you know, be making dinner with them or making memories with them more than anything. Even for my students who aren't parents, they're wanting to experience a rich and a full life, and they are looking to how their business can factor into that, how their business can be a catalyst for that kind of meaning or that kind of fulfillment in their life. And so that's important to keep in mind, that if that is how we're defining success, the kinds of strategies or systems that might be required to build a 7 or 8 figure business may not be a good fit for you, because they may be requiring you to have a trade-off in terms of where you're spending your time and energy that doesn't align with your values and doesn't align with what success means to you. So friend, the third and final piece of encouragement that I want to share with you today: if we are going to kick shiny object syndrome to the curb for good, once you put your blinders up, once you know what success looks like to you, and you are fiercely pursuing that level of growth, we need to be realistic in how we're analyzing that progress. Something that I always, always encourage my students, especially inside my group coaching program, the Heartfelt Brand Society, to focus on is this idea of facts over feelings or data over drama. And what I mean by that is our emotions are a powerful tool, and our emotions are always, always valid. But if we are making business decisions from an emotional place, we are doing ourselves a disservice, because so often we can not be perceiving the whole situation if we're just letting our emotions drive us. By comparison, if we look at the facts, if we look at the data, if we look at the analytics of a specific situation, that can help us balance our emotions with that data, and we can make a clear and logical and calculated decision forward. So for example, if you are committed towards achieving a goal, and you're putting your blinders on, and you know, okay, once I achieve this goal, it's going to feed into my definition of success in these specific ways, and it's going to be amazing, and I'm going to feel so proud of myself, and I'm going to be so excited about the kind of growth that I'm experiencing. If you're thinking that, and then you start doing the work day after day, and you start showing up as you make progress on that goal, your emotions might be telling you, oh, this is hard. This isn't fun. I don't enjoy this. I thought that, you know, this would be easy. It's not easy. I'm bad at this. I'm not doing this well. I'm probably failing. This is probably not worth it, right? I mean, so many times we've all had feelings like that. We've all had thoughts that pop up and take us down those, kind of negative mental loops in that way. So if we're making a decision based on those thoughts and those emotions, we're going to quit, right? We're going to throw in the towel and say, this is too hard. I'm bad at this. This is not going the way that I wanted to. I should just quit when I'm ahead. But if we force ourselves to stop, to acknowledge our feelings, because we're not in the business of dismissing or diminishing our emotions, because our emotions are valid. But if we take a minute to acknowledge what we're feeling and then take a look at the data, take a look at the any trackable progress that we can analyze that will give us clear and fact-based insight into the kind of progress we have made, that's going to be a game changer. So, for example, a few months ago, I was making a decision regarding a certain marketing strategy that I was using to grow my business. And I was feeling like, you know what, I post and I post and I post, and I just don't really feel like I'm seeing a lot of progress in this way. And I don't really feel like I'm generating leads from this platform in the way that I thought I would be. I don't really know if it's worth my time anymore. But what I did is I made myself go back and look at the data. I looked at where leads were reporting, where they found me, where they were saying, I heard about you through this platform or through this channel or through this thing. And I was seeing over and over and over again that this platform was converting for me. But when I wasn't focusing on that data and I was getting caught up in the drama in my head, I was missing the full potential. And I was telling myself essentially a false story. So what I want you to do, I want you to be focused on not only understanding where you're headed by honoring that definition of success, how you can continue to stay that course by keeping those blinders up and keeping your eyes on your own paper. But I also want to remind you that You do not get to be ruled by your emotions, and you do not have to make business decisions from an emotionally charged place. Instead, become friends with your analytics. Become friends with spreadsheets and data tracking and analyzing that information, because so often you will find that the data is pointing you towards something that your emotions maybe weren't pointing you towards. So I hope that this encourages you today, friend. You have so much potential ahead of you. You have so much on the horizon, so many good things that are in store for you as we make 2020 truly your best year. I know this has been a hard year for so many people. I know for me personally, it has looked different than I thought it would, but I still believe that there's so much goodness in these last few months that we can choose to reclaim if we are willing to do that work. So whatever you're pursuing at the end of this year, friends, I hope that you are committed to staying the course, and I certainly will be cheering you on from Waco. Now, if you are tuning in today and you're a brand graphic or web designer and you are feeling like when you close your eyes and you dream big about your definition of success, you're feeling like that looks like a rhythm of work in life where you are working less, but at a higher price point. You're taking on fewer clients, but you're earning more so that you can be present with your family, or so that you can have more time for your hobbies or to cultivate a rich and meaningful life. If you love the idea of breaking up with a la carte services or hourly pricing, then I actually have a totally free gift that I think you're going to love. I've put together this 100% free training on how you can triple your income as a designer without taking on more branding clients. And I have that for you. The link is inside today's show notes. And so if you just go to brandstrategypodcast.com and click on today's episode, you will get that link to snag your spot to this totally free and really fun training where I walk you through how you can grow your design business in a way that does not require you trade your time for money, in a way that does not require you hustle to be seen by your ideal clients, and in a way that allows you to confidently position yourself as an expert so that you can generate consistent inquiries from your dreamy ideal clients. Again, friend, just head to brandstrategypodcast.com to grab that training link in the episode show notes for today's episode. Friend, it's always a joy getting to spend time with you in this way through the Brand Strategy Podcast, and I so appreciate you taking the time to tune in. If you have an industry friend who you think would benefit, please feel free to share this link with them. I would love to see more of us in the industry kick shiny object syndrome to the curb for good and continue to cultivate this practice day after day. Friend, as always, I'm cheering you on from Waco, and I can't wait to hang out with you again next time. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.